Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jay. My name is Glenda Holbert, and I got a text message that appeared to be from Xfinity and authorized a purchase of $1. And I was billed $58.89 from Mid High Chain Group LLC. Where are you located?
So as customer support, we handle customer care for a variety of online vendors. To better assist you on locating an account, can I get your zip code, please?
34974.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Glenda Holbert. H-U-L-B-E-R-T.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account.
Okay.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
404 Southeast 10th Avenue, Okeechobee, Florida.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $59.89 for the BiteSub Meal Plan app, which I do show the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings, as well as includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better.
Whatever. They presented themselves as Xfinity, and actually I've been having issues with my Xfinity, and you know, it was the survey, was I happy with my service, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how 59, I authorized a dollar, I guess, to, you know, prove I was legitimate or whatever. But they're clearly not. And I've called twice to cancel, and they just put me on hold, and so they had big call, you know, yada, yada, yada. And maybe they were, you know, my time zone didn't work with theirs. So, you know, it's India, I'm sure. It's just fraud.
Now, if I offered discount pricing for the meal plan app to where it would be at $39.89 per month, would that make it where it be more affordable and interest you in still having access?
I take, you know, alfalfa and other vitamins and supplements, and no, I don't need any guidance on diet at all.
Yeah, we'll cancel out the meal plan app account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. And I do also have a cancellation reference number I can give you for the closure of the account as well, if you would like.
I would. Cancellation confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
It'll be C as in cancel, 18, 28. 11, and the last number is 3.
That is C182811 3.
That's correct.
And you're going to issue a credit back to that card?
Now, with the prior charge, ma'am, it did state in those terms and conditions that that initial charge of the $59.89 was non-refundable, that we wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior
I didn't do this online. It was on my phone. It was a text message on my phone from, and you'll either go ahead and credit my account or I will dispute it, and that'll just end up being more hassle.
Ma'am, I wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge, ma'am. I do apologize.
Let me speak to your supervisor.
And because it did state in those terms and conditions that that initial charge for that $59.89 for that meal plan app would be non-refundable, we wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge.
That happened minutes ago. And my bank sent me a fraud alert because it's not one of the, you know, it's just not one of the companies that I use. And I want a credit back on that card for $59.89 and cancellations of anything else they've signed me up for.
Ma'am, the account is closed so that there won't be any future charges. But with that initial charge, I wouldn't be able to do anything off that charge because it did state that in those terms and conditions, it was non-refundable.
That was not in the text message, so...
Because you would have had to gone to the site when placing that order for it to have been processed through and completed, ma'am, because you aren't able to complete an order by a text message.
That's exactly how it happened. It was a text message.
And when you clicked on that link in that text message, it would have automatically redirected you to a site on the internet where it did have this information provided, ma'am.
You know what? I'm 73 years old, and I'm not very techy at all, but I'm also no pushover, and I will dispute that $59.89. In fact, my bank fraud department has already recorded. They alerted me to the fraud.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
And my supervisor wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge either, ma'am, because it did state in those terms and conditions that initial charge for the meal plan app was non-refundable. Where you did have to check the box on that order form saying that you had run and agreed to those terms and conditions and privacy policy for that order to process through.
No, it didn't happen that way. I'll just dispute it.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support and have a good day. Bye-bye.